With me tonight, I have the pleasure to introduce to you the inventor of the MRIPS technology, and that is Dr. Igor Smirnov. He's a member of the Bioelectromagnetic Society, as well as the Association of American Engineers, and the Society for Physical Regulation in Biology and Medicine. So certainly an individual that is highly qualified to not only talk about the field of bioenergetics, but of course to talk about his invention, the MRIPS technology. So first of all, thank you very much, Dr. Smirnov, for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody.
Dr. Smirnov,
it's my pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you on the call, and since we have a lot of people waiting for very important information here, can you first explain to us how you first came up with the idea behind the MRIPS polymer?
Well, basically, MRIPS polymer was initially designed for water activation process. This research was conducted by, you know, my group in 1980s, 1990s. And based on this research, we found that this specific polymer can actually activate water. And as a result, this water has a very profound physiological property. So based on this idea, I just came to conclusion that probably if I can use same principle, I can develop a certain type of polymer which can be injected in plastic cells. And when you apply these plastic cells to any source of electromagnetic radiation, it will provide certain type of very low frequency subtle electromagnetic oscillation which can actually affect cellular water, because, you know, human body is 70 to 80% water. And after several years of, you know, investigation and research, we actually managed to develop this type of polymer, and we did a number of research with different independent laboratories and institutions which actually confirmed that this type of polymer produced a very certain positive effect on cellular structures.
Well, so to recap, Dr. Smirnov, not only was there years of research going into the MRIPS technology, but you also filed for patents in both the water treatment category as well as in the electropollution category. And the MRIPS technology, I think you're proud to say, is patent protected in both those arenas. Now, when we look at the noise field that you described that the polymer is putting out, once it's stimulated by electromagnetic radiation. So we're now talking about the cell chip, the universal chip, and where the polymer is incorporated. Can you explain in a simple terms how the polymer emits that noise field once it's stimulated by the electromagnetic radiation?
All right. So basically when you expose this cell chip with MRT polymer inside to any sort of electromagnetic radiation, well, let's say in our case we take maybe a cellular phone, this electromagnetic radiation actually stimulates the molecular structure of the polymer because this polymer has a specific so-called fractal geometry. Fractal geometry means that it has certain type of structures, similar structure. So if you take this sample of this material and you, let's say, magnify, you know, you use some kind of like a microscope, you can see on every level of magnification exactly same type of structure. It's called so nanorings. So this is the main concept behind fractal geometry, self-similarity. And actually every living tissue, like, you know, human body, animals, plants, they have exactly the same fractal geometry structure. This type of fractal geometry structure, it's very complex, and when it's exposed to electromagnetic radiation of technological region, which is quite coherent, it starts to emit very subtle, low-frequency signals, which is have a random characteristic. This type of random characteristic signals you can name noise field. And when these signals are superimposed on the microwave signals, the resulting effect when the microwave signals actually carry these random signals generated by the polymer, it's actually carried to the cells. It actually can penetrate the cells and deliver these signals. And because this noise field can mask the highly coherent microwave signals, so the membrane of the cells cannot recognize and cannot react to these microwave signals. So basically, cells cannot develop kind of like protective mechanism. And as a result, they can function normally.
Right. So what you're basically saying is that the once the polymer is exposed to electromagnetic radiation, the fractal geometry in the polymer helps emit a noise field, which, to use it very simply, kind of scrambles the signal or superimposes itself on the electromagnetic radiation wave, making the resulting wave incoherent to the human body. And as we know from the mechanism of harm, what happens is one of the key issues with electromagnetic radiation is that the body misinterprets the presence of the electropollution as a foreign invader, and as a result, it goes into the self-protective responses. So really the ingenious in the MRAD technology lies in superimposing that noise field, that random noise field, over the electromagnetic radiation wave, and the resulting wave becomes incoherent, hence the body doesn't have a reason anymore to protect itself from the presence of electromagnetic radiation. Now, one of the questions that comes up often, Dr. Smirnoff, is how does the process, how does it exactly work that the patented MRF polymer gets inside the biofocell chip and inverse chip? Can you explain to the listeners on the line how that is injected and how that process works?
Well, basically, biopro cell chips and universal chips, they are injected with a liquid patented MRAD polymer at our manufacturing location. And it's in the natural state, MRAD polymer is a transparent liquid. And the ejection mechanism, they use a specific, semi-automated equipment for injection. It's kind of like a special syringe with a needle, and the pressure, air pressure, consistently press the liquid MRT material, and this material goes through the needle inside the chip. So this press is actually controlled by electronic equipment. The operator press button, and every time this type of pressure is exactly precise, and as a result, it can inject precise amount of polymer material inside this shell. All these procedures, when operator works, it takes, he actually uses the microscope. So because, you know, it's very small, the chips are very small, and the needle has a very small diameter. So basically, all these procedures controlled with the help of observation through microscope. And basically, there is no way that, you know, the operator can actually miss to get to inject this polymer inside the chip. Okay, once injected in the hard plastic shell of the chip, the polymer settles. Then it goes through a 24 hours of polymerization process, during which the polymer shrinks due to the fact that there is the solvent part which is incorporated in the original polymer. And it's actually solvent, you know, it can evaporate. So basically, when the polymer is dried, it obviously shrinks and it has quite different volume and weight. It reduced volume and weight. So during the polymerization process, basically, this polymer actually binds itself to the plastic cell, almost like a super glue. And as a result, it's very difficult to see the MRAD polymer layer when first looking at the open chip.
Right. So what you're saying is that it becomes difficult to distinguish from the plastic shell itself, meaning the polymer,
right,
once it dries, and because it's transparent, the black color off the chip itself, the plastic, it permeates through the transparency. So in other words, if I understand correctly, it's very difficult to see the MRED polymer layer when somebody's first looking, let's say, at an open chip. And you know, it's very interesting, Dr. Smirnoff, because we have some very super inquisitive people out there, and that's fine. And, you know, they need to see the polymer inside the chip to believe that this process actually works. And, you know, we have anticipated that and have put in the frequently asked questions section of the biotechnology website, we have a detailed pictorial that explains to people how this process works and how somebody would, if they opened the chip, would detect the polymer. Now, please understand that not only are we not encouraging that, but also when you have personally opened a chip and you start separating the polymer from the plastic shell, obviously at Biopro we cannot replace any of the chips that you opened for your little experiment at home. So we really appreciate if you just, you know, took our word for it and really understood the process of injection that Dr. Smirnoff so eloquently described, and understand that once the polymer is injected, yes, there is a shrinkage that goes on due to certain evaporation over a 24-hour period, and the polymer hardening and molding itself, as Dr. Smirnoff said, like super glue almost, to the plastic shell, and the polymer being transparent, yes, it does become difficult to distinguish the polymer from the black plastic shell itself, but clearly the polymer is there and clearly it's doing its job. Now, one of the most impressive things, Dr. Smirnoff, about the MRED polymer is not only the fact that it carries a patent, but the amount of research and the substantiation that comes with that technology. Can you briefly mention to the listeners on the line, what is your philosophy behind all the testing, and maybe list some of the research institutes and universities that have tested your patented MRED polymer?
All right. Well, basically, you know, I'm in the science and research for the about 25 years, and I exactly know that if you would like to impress people with your research, it's supposed to go to independent laboratories. So basically, all our research was developed in independent labs of different institutions and universities all over the world. And with MRED, we have spent significant time and money to substantiate its benefit. And it relates to electropollution and other areas of health and wellness. The testing protocol that were used to show the benefits of MRED are professional and accepted around the world. When we saw the outstanding benefit of MRED during that research, we decided to file for a patent for the unique polymer, and as a matter of fact, this patent is the only one U.S. patent which clearly states the electromagnetic, the material designed for protection against electromagnetic pollution. And some of the research institutions which were involved in substantiation of the MRED protection efficiencies, for example, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, Moscow State University, SA Biomedical Instrumentation Company in San Diego, RF Exposure Laboratory, California, Quantum Biotech Lab, Singapore, Texture Technology Lab, Taiwan, Elsys Corporation, St. Petersburg, Russia, just to name a few.
Well, I think it's very, very clear, and it's very obvious that you did your homework and that your team did a great job on substantiating the technology, and I think it's very important, especially for first-time listeners in the call, to understand that Biopro, as the licensee of your patented technologies, we have done our due diligence as well, and we have made sure that that research does check out, and we were incredibly impressed with not only the amount of research, but the quality behind it. You've mentioned independent research institutes, and I think if we want to recap a little bit what happened on today's call, and again, thanks amazing for the amazing information, you know, we have a technology here that is really one of a kind. As Dr. Smirnoff mentioned, it's the only kind that's patented, the only one of its kind that's patented specifically to target electropollution issues, and we're extremely proud of Biopro to have access to this technology through our agreement with Dr. Smirnoff. And now understanding how this incredible patented polymer is injected into the biophilic cell chips in a universal chip, how the MRET polymer emits that noise field that is so key to interacting or to interfacing with the electroporation issues as it relates to human health and wellness, understanding how the polymer drives inside the chip, how it hugs basically itself against the plastic chip. I think we've gotten a very fascinating insight on into the world of MRET and how it works, and hearing it straight from the inventor, I think, is a great treat.